Hello, Luke's English podcast listeners. Hi, Luke. Before I start, I want to thank a lot, Luke, for saving our world by doing this podcast with his particular set of skills. Nice one, mate. Here is my anecdote. It's about my dog that I had. His name was Simba. My dad brought it to me when it was little puppy, but actually stole it, okay? I know what you're thinking, but here in my place it's normal. We have a superstition that says when you own stolen puppy, it will grow up as an aggressive guardian dog. In my town we live in big houses with lands and fences, yada yada yada, not flats. That's the main reason why people steal puppies from each other, because they want their dogs to be aggressive to guard their lands, their houses. But guess what? Simba didn't follow the superstition. He was exception from the rule? I don't know. He had just become a fat, lazy, naughty dog. He was lying every time, sleeping day and night, in every chance was trying to sneak into our house. He was afraid of me every time. Every time when I changed my clothes, because he cannot recognize me. My dad was mad at him. He was saying that he does not like Simba at all. He will bring another dog. But we loved him anyway. One day, Simba got lost. We were searching everywhere, all day long. I was really upset, and was blaming my dad. Dad knew that, and to prove his innocence, he was searching more than we were. By the night time, when we lost our hope, we went home. And you won't believe, it was in our house. Simba was there, lying in the bed, in silence. He had really nice dog house out there. And it wasn't cold, it was summer. But anyway, he would prefer to live with us as human being rather than in his house and protect us from thieves. It was the story about my dog that felt himself as a human. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're not, I give you my word that I can do better in my language. Vote for me and get me a conversation with Luke or other awards that he hasn't decided yet what it would be. Cheers! Bye!